All righty, now we are into our warm-up number three. And warm-up number one, as a review, was the exercises where you really started to be sensitive to, aware of, observant of the ways in which you know that you do or have been known to receive your guidance, the channels through which you receive your guidance, sensing, feeling, hearing, seeing, maybe tasting, maybe smelling. And that was for you to start going inward and recognizing with confidence that this is in fact a reality for you. This is how you know you have received guidance in the past. Warm-up number two was a very specific meditation designed to not only balance the two hemispheres of your brain, but also to bring a certain calmness and a way for you to focus, challenge, occupy, fulfill your mind's desire to have something to think about. This warm-up, number three, is going to be starting to solidify an even more deliberate relationship with your guides. And for you to make your communication with your guides a bit more tangible. One of the ways that I've learned to do this is through one of my teachers, Sonia Choquette, where it's a matter of you stating out loud your question, your request, your thought process out loud to your guides. It'll seem like you're talking to yourself, and of course, in a sense, you are, because there's no physical being in the room. You're talking, in fact, to your spirit guides who are there all the time. And so, this particular exercise, and I'll give you more specifics in a minute, will be about you stating your thoughts out loud and then asking for guidance out loud and then actually stating out loud what you notice comes as the response to what you have said, what you have asked, what you have requested, etc. In order for you to do this, there is one main belief or mindset that you have to have. And that is for you to really believe that they are there, that they can hear you, that they see you, and that they are listening with the intention to support and assist you. That's belief, mindset, understanding number one. Understanding number two is that they are a consciousness and a being that deserves and really must have your respect and your appreciation and your gratitude for what it is that they do for you. Now, what that means is that it's not like they are here to do your work for you. You still are on your path of learning and empowerment and having responsibility for your life. They are there as supports and helpers, loving assistants, so to speak. However, at no time are they to be bossed around. Not that I would think that you would do that, except I'm making a very specific point as to the way in which to relate to them. They are like a very beloved friend, a very honored guest that you want to nurture that relationship with. In fact, they are your best friends in the truest sense of the term. Now, what you can expect is that when you ask them for information and what it is that you would like some support with, their response is going to come in ways that may not be logical or rational. They may not be in ways that you can figure out, that you can apply your digital thinking processes to. It may seem that what you get from them is almost irrational, or could be confusing, could be needing further explanation. And that's okay. What we're after in this particular exercise is building from our first warm-up, where you're starting to become sensitive to what comes from your mind, your ego, and what comes from guidance. There's a feeling, there's a style, there is a quality that is very different than what would come from your intellect, your rational, digital, logical mind. And that's what we're after. We're working on helping you become sensitive to knowing how you can trust what is guidance versus coming from wishful thinking, coming from your ego, coming from your head, your rationalizing, figure it out self. A couple of the distinctions that I notice when I am getting guidance is that it's an answer, or it's a direction or a suggestion that I just never could have thought of on my own. That's number one. It just comes from a place that my designing mind would not have been able to come up with. Another indication is that it could be just a word, a phrase. It could be a song that automatically gives me the recognition of, oh, that's what the message is, because the song has a particular meaning, or the song has particular words in there that clearly are sending a message, so to speak. I had heard of a story of where somebody was trying to get a sign that they were supposed to go ahead and take a certain class. And they were really anguishing about it. And it had to do with the Silva mind control work. If I remember the story correctly, whether this is the exact wording or not, the point is still the same. What happened was this person was really in a state of great unrest because he couldn't make the decision of whether or not to take this particular class. And then lo and behold, he was in traffic, where it was like bumper to bumper, where he would have to, you know, sit for quite a few moments before he could nudge ahead in his car. And he noticed that the license plate in front of him said the word Jose, or it said Silva, or something like that. But the point is that the word, the name on the license plate, absolutely was the name of the instructor, or the name of the course that he was debating whether or not to take. So that was a very clear message that he should take this course, which he did, and he was very grateful for. So things like that, that might be like, how could this possibly be? Well, that's just the way the divine works. And there's another story where, again, it's a synchronicity, or it's a single word, or it's a phrase that just somehow comes into your line of experience. And there was this situation where a person was, again, you know, looking for a sign whether or not to do something, and he was driving along the freeway, and he looked up at this billboard, and there were the words that were indicating that he interpreted as a message saying, go ahead and take this particular step that he was wondering about. And these kinds of things are not by coincidence. It is the most amazing ability that divine order has with being able to line up people, places, and circumstances that come in response to something that we are presenting to our guidance for answers, for peace, for resolution. So your exercise for this warm-up is to start talking out loud to your guides. And right now, leave it wide open. If you want to call upon a healer guide or a teacher guide or a project guide, if you're working on a project, then go ahead and ask that kind of a guide be made themselves known to you. We'll go more into this in our immersion course, but for right now, I want to encourage you to get into the habit of knowing that there are different guides with different specialties and that they are there once we call upon them. They do not take action without it coming from your free will. They do not dominate your life. They help, they protect us. However, there is a fine line between us needing to learn certain lessons where they cannot interfere unless we ask for help, and then them knowing on their own that they really do need to step in and help us, maybe because we don't have any knowledge of how to ask for help, or that we're in a situation where we should be asking for help. So what your exercise for this particular warm-up is, on a daily basis, to talk out loud and just ask for information. So you could say things out loud like, "My dear guides, I'm having this problem. What do you say about it?" Or, "My guides, I am wanting to solve this particular issue. What are your suggestions that I do?" Or you could say, "I would like to do thus and such in the most effective way. What do you think would be the most effective way for me to go about doing this?" Come up with things that are creative projects that you're working on, ideas that you would like some deeper understanding about, problems, challenges, concerns that you have, and then just say, "What does my guidance say about this?" Or, "What do you, dear guide, have to tell me as a message about this?" And if you are asking for help, then go ahead and say, "I'm asking for help. Please show me how to do X, Y, and Z." One of the examples that Sonia Choquette gives in one of her classes is that she misplaced her iPad. And she could tell that her ego was starting to take over, that her ego was repetitive, it was intense, it was contracting, made her feel contracting. It was coming from a place of worry, of condemnation, I think she even said, where the fact that she misplaced it, she was, you know, not too happy with herself, that she couldn't remember where it was, and she caught herself. You know, she was clearly in the grips of her ego, and she put the brakes on that. And then she said, "Okay, my guides, where is my iPad, please?" And the response was, "Go get a cup of coffee." And of course, you know, what could that possibly mean? And she, because of her extraordinary trust in her guidance and her development with her spiritual guidance communication, she didn't question it. And she went into the kitchen to the coffee maker to get a cup of coffee, and bam, there was her iPad. So you'll get responses that could be a suggestion that is a clear, cohesive, logical, "Go into the kitchen and make yourself a cup of coffee." Or it could be very fleeting, and it's going to be maybe very subtle. The key between the difference of an ego, mental, intellectual answer versus coming from guidance is that usually with guidance, there is absolutely a feeling of calmness, knowingness, a relief, a relaxation, a feeling of, it's very smooth, it's very fluid, as opposed to with the ego and the intellectual faculties, there's a tenseness, there's a contraction, there's a like a grinding emotional feeling at times. And what's necessary for you to do, which is why we're doing this warm-up, is for you to start sensing the difference. And for you to also get into a habit of communicating with your guides as if this were a friend that was glued at your hip, you know, or a little, or a pet that follows you around all the time. The guides are, of course, not like a little pet that is without any real purpose other than to follow you around. It's not that kind of an analogy. The analogy is that if you've ever had an experience with pets, they do tend to be where you are whenever possible. That's the way that I would like you to start to believe this, that your guides are there all the time, which they are, and you can communicate with them all the time, which you can. Now, when you do get a response, I would like you to say it out loud. Let's say, okay, I feel this, or I just had this thought about that, or I just heard this right after I asked you, dear guide, the question of how you could please help me with this challenge. Say it out loud. Again, it's going to seem like you're talking to yourself, which you are. However, you're going to notice subtleties in how when you ask your question or when you pose your challenge and then you report out loud what comes as a response, what you see, what you hear, what you know kind of just drops into your head, you're going to start to notice these subtle distinctions of what is your voice and drive and intellect as you bring forth your question or you comment on your challenge versus you reporting out loud the response that you got. So that is your exercise, is for you to talk out loud both to your guide and also what you observe comes from your guide. And it's okay for you to say, you know, I get that that was your response, or I think that was your response, I'm confused, or I don't quite understand that, or that really wasn't what I wanted to hear or what I wanted to know. However, I receive it and I will work with it. That means that what I'm saying is for you to accept everything that you get. Do not judge it. Do not think that it's irrelevant or too small to take notice of. Everything you get after you've stated a question or you've asked for some support or you have just talked out loud about how you feel about something or what your thoughts are about something, everything that comes after that is what I'd like you to start being very aware of, because it is most likely coming from your guidance. And then as you continue to do this, your response from your guides will come faster. There will be more substance to it. It's like a water faucet. Once you first open a faucet that, let's say, has been shut down for a long time, it takes a while for the water to make its way through the pipes. The same thing with guidance. We're opening your faucet. And we are also opening it up at a pace that you can manage. That's what these warm-ups are for, is for you to start building a muscle, starting to build a habit. And what we've done so far is you've acknowledged how you've received guidance in the past. You have learned another tool to quiet your mind and to start conditioning your nervous system to be calm and to receive information. And now we're into the actual communication and building your relationship with your guidance. Okay, now the last piece that I want to give you as a protocol is that before you reach out to talk to your guides is for you to surround yourself with light, to send down your grounding cord, and to do any kind of a protective prayer, such as what you've learned in the past in the energy management techniques, where you're basically stating that you allow only those beings that are of the highest sources of God's love, of God's light. Another way that you can phrase it is you are calling upon beings that are only from the vibration of love or above, and that any other beings that are not of the light must stand back and go into source energy. Any kind of wording that feels good to you, where you're stating only that which is for my highest good, only that which is of God's love and light, only those beings that are of the vibration of love or above are allowed to come close to me and to communicate with me. And that's a habit for you to start to nurture anytime that you are wanting to use your intuition or to talk to your guides. So put that in to your system as you start to practice your developing a more conscious, deliberate relationship with your guidance. So that's it for now. Again, I think the key thing I really want you to know is don't judge anything as being not good enough, as being wrong, as being not possible. All you're supposed to do at this point is take notice of everything you get. The final thing I want to say is for you to be grateful for anything that you get. I know that for me, I am always thanking my guides. Many times when they appear for me and they're giving me healings that I didn't even ask for, they just know that I need it. No matter what I'm in the middle of, I couldn't even be talking to a client. If I'm noticing something, I will silently be saying thank you to my guides. And I would I don't even remember it now, but I misplaced something in my apartment. And similar to the Sonia Choquette story, I was guided to go to a certain room, and there it was. And I thanked my guides profoundly that they gave me that awareness. I had another guide who reminded me that I had a certain bill that had to be paid at a certain time that I completely forgot about. And there was the, all of a sudden, you know, I was going about doing other things in my day, and all of a sudden this thought dropped into my head, go pay such and such. That did not come from my head. That came from my guides. And I thanked that guide profusely. So my point here is be grateful and express your gratitude to them. It's going to do a couple of things. The gratitude, first of all, is going to be just a continuing nurturing of your relationship with a very, very real being or groups of beings. The second is it's going to soften your heart. It's going to help you stay in your heart. And this is very important in being in communication and receiving your guidance, whether it be from your soul, your spirit guides, the angelic realm. Being in your heart is where the truth lies. Coming from your head is sometimes a process that will detach us too much from our heart. And so I'm encouraging you to give yourself permission to feel that heart energy as you are expressing your gratitude. If you get emotional, if you cry, that's fine. You know, we all have wounds. We all are carrying a lot of baggage and hurt and energies that are ready to release. And part of your communication with your guidance is for your healing. It's definitely for your empowerment. It's definitely for you to start cultivating the leader that you are in whatever ways you are meant to in this lifetime. However, the other is for you to be healing yourself so that you can hold more and more of your own divine energy for your own transformation and therefore your better communication and contribution to the people that you're meant to serve, to the situations that you're meant to contribute to. Please listen to this warm-up many times because there are lots of nuances in this that you may not get all in just one listening. And we'll be getting a new warm-up in a couple of days. In the meantime, have a blast getting to know your beloved divine friends. And I am sending you my love. Goodbye for now.